Okay, so if you're like me and diving deep into .NET 8, you're going to want a smoother way to handle those background tasks, right?
Definitely.
This deep dive into Service Stack, jobs might just be the answer.
Right.
We're looking at Demis Bilotti's latest blog post, and let me tell you, it's full of exciting stuff.
It's really interesting how Service Stack jobs take something that used to be pretty complex background tasks and makes them much simpler, much more efficient, especially for .NET 8 applications.
Yeah, the first thing that caught my eye was how you don't need external systems anymore.
Right.
Everyone's got Scalite, so it's like a no-brainer, right?
Exactly. It makes it so easy to get started, which is great, especially since you like things to be straightforward. And don't think this is just about simple stuff like sending out emails. We're talking about some seriously powerful capabilities here.
Wait, hold on. Are you saying I could use this to schedule those really intense data processing tasks, maybe run them when things are quieter?
Absolutely. Offload those resource-heavy reports to run overnight. You can use simple time intervals or even get super specific with cron expressions.
Cron expressions, I've heard of those.
Yeah, they let you schedule tasks down to the minute. Want something done every Tuesday at 3:14 a.m.? Cron expressions are your friend.
Okay, that's impressive. But honestly, what really got my attention was this atomic batching thing. Sounds like a safety net, but what does it actually mean for me in practice?
Think of it like this. You've got a bunch of jobs lined up, each depending on the one before it. Say, collecting data, then cleaning it, and finally creating a report.
Right, like a chain.
Exactly. With atomic batching, if that middle job, the data cleaning one, fails, everything stops right there. No cascading failures.
No more domino effect, huh? That's brilliant. So it prevents a whole mess down the line.
And the best part, Service Stack. Jobs doesn't just stop at atomic batching. You get real-time monitoring, progress tracking. You can even cancel jobs on the fly. Total transparency.
So if something goes wrong, and let's be real, it happens, I can actually see what's going on and fix it.
Exactly. It's like having X-ray vision into your background tasks. No more digging through log files for hours. You can see exactly where and why something went wrong, saving you a ton of time.
Now that's what I call efficient. This is already sounding like a perfect fit for what I'm working on. But how does Service Stack jobs actually handle different types of tasks? The blog post mentioned APIs and commands, and I'm really curious about how those work. So we've talked about how to schedule and manage these background tasks, but I'm still a little fuzzy on how I actually create them. What are these commands you mentioned? They seem pretty important.
Yeah, they're at the heart of ServiceStack.jobs. Think of them like self-contained pieces of code, like mini programs within your application. Each one is designed to do a specific job.
So instead of having code scattered all over the place, I can keep it all organized in these commands. Sounds cleaner already. But how do they actually work with ServiceStack.jobs?
It's really flexible. You can either point ServiceStack.jobs to one of your existing ServiceStack APIs to run as a job really handy for reusing code,
Yeah.
or for more specialized stuff, you create these commands. And the cool thing is, ServiceStack Jobs automatically knows how to work with them. It just picks them up and integrates them seamlessly.
So you're saying I don't have to do anything special. It's already set up. That's wild. But what happens if a command runs into an error? Does the whole thing just crash and burn?
Nope. Service Stack Jobs has this really cool feature built in. You can set it up so that if a command hits a snag, like a network blip, it'll just try again. They're built to be tough, especially for those really crucial tasks you absolutely need to run.
That's a load off my mind. No more 3:00 a.m. wake-up calls because a job decided to take a nosedive. So we've got the resilience thing down. But you also mentioned seeing what's going on in real time. What's that all about?
That's where the admin UI comes in. It's like a central dashboard. You can see every single job, its status, how far along it is, even check up the logs as they come in, everything in one place.
So no more trawling through endless log files trying to figure out what's going on. I'm sold.
Exactly. You get complete transparency control. You can instantly see if anything's going off the rails, which is a lifesaver when you need to make sure things are running smoothly. It
Yeah.
just makes life easier, right?
No argument there. It really sounds like Service Stack. Jobs has thought of everything. What else can it do? So we've got this system, right? It schedules stuff, manages tasks, keeps an eye on everything. But what about when tasks need to work together? Like, what if one task needs info from another one to do its job? How does that work?
That's where arguments come into play.
Arguments? Like, are they going to start fighting?
No. Think of them more like notes. You can attach these key value pairs to your job's little pieces of information. So let's say one job needs to pass, I don't know, a customer ID over to the next job in line.
Okay, yeah.
You just attach it as an argument to that first job, and the second job can grab it and use it. Super clean, super efficient way to share information without things getting messy.
So it's like a built-in messaging system just for your tasks.
Right. Exactly. And since we're talking about jobs working together, service stack. Jobs takes it a step further with job dependencies. It's like creating a workflow.
Now, that reminds me, the blog post mentioned job dependencies. What's that all about?
Basically, you can chain your jobs together, make sure they run in a specific order. Let's say you're processing an order.
Right.
One job verifies the payment, and only if that goes through does the next job, like handling the shipping, kick in. Everything happens in the right order, guaranteed.
Oh, that's cool. And this chaining thing, is it hard to set up?
Not at all. It's way simpler than you'd think. And remember those atomic batches we talked about? Job dependencies are key to making those work right. If one job in the chain fails, the whole batch stops. No inconsistencies, everything's clean, you're in total control.
So just to be clear, this is all happening within ServiceStack. Jobs, right? I don't need other tools or crazy configurations to make this work.
Nope, it's all built in. Makes it a breeze to create and manage even the most complex processes. But Demis brings up another really important point in his post. Running jobs within a specific user context.
Okay, now that one sounds interesting. Why would I need to do that?
Well, imagine you've got different user roles and permissions in your application.
Right, for security.
Exactly. With ServiceStack jobs, you can actually say which user a job should run as, so all your normal security rules still apply, even in the background. Maybe you've got some tasks that access really sensitive data. You can make sure only an admin user can run those, adds that extra layer of protection.
It's like having a security guard for your background tasks, making sure only the right people are doing the right things.
Exactly. Adds another level of security and control, which is crucial when you're dealing with sensitive stuff.
So let's recap. We've covered scheduling, managing tasks, keeping an eye on things, security, even how tasks can talk to each other. It sounds like ServiceStack. Jobs can handle pretty much anything.
I'd say it's pretty darn close, but more importantly, it sticks to those .NET principles, you know? Simplicity, efficiency, making your life as a developer easier.
It sounds like Demis has really hit it out of the park this time. So for those listening who are ready to jump in and start using ServiceStack jobs in their .NET 8 projects, where do they start?
Demis made it super easy. The blog post is a goldmine, of course, but he's also gone ahead and integrated ServiceStack, jobs right into all the .NET 8 identity auth templates. You just create a new project and boom, you're good to go.
It doesn't get much easier than that. So there you have it, listeners. ServiceStack jobs gives you a powerful, elegant, and surprisingly user-friendly way to handle your background tasks in .NET 8. It's all about streamlining your process, getting more done, and making your life as a developer way less stressful.
And who knows what the future holds? As more people start using ServiceStack jobs, I'm sure we'll see some really creative and innovative stuff coming out. It's an exciting time to be building with .NET.
You got that right. This has been a deep dive, and I don't know about you, but I'm ready to start using some of this in my own projects. Until next time, keep exploring, keep building, and we'll catch you in the next deep dive into the awesome world of .NET.